Yes, I do.
Apologies to those listening in over the phone. We forgot to call. That's because I heard you laughing. Okay. We're learning the piece from Rav Chaim Friedland. It's a piece of Yeshua, and we're just reviewing that the Gemara said, told us a story about how Eliyahu HaNavi would come to the Beis Medrash of Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, and I would imagine learn there. Once he was late, it was on Rosh Chodesh, and he explained the reason why he was late, because he had to wake up Avram, and he had to daven, put him back to sleep. Yitzchak, wait till he davened and put him to sleep, back to sleep. He had to wake up Yaakov, and to which Rebbe said, why don't you wake them all up at the same time and let them all daven together? And he said, because that would bring Mashiach early. And Mashiach should be coming in, and they bring Mashiach before his time. And then he asked him, is there anyone in this world, Rabbi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is there anyone in this world that has the same koch atfila, whose davening is as powerful as that of the avos in this regard that could bring Mashiach? And he said, yes, Rabbi Chiya Uvanav, Rabbi Chiya and his son. Family, Rabbi Chiya and his family, they were on such a high level, something about their davening that was very powerful, and they would be able to do it. So at that point, Rabbi ran and was goes very tiny. He decreed a fast day, and he got everybody together, and he brought Rav Chiya and his sons into the Beis Medrash, and they started davening, and they almost turned the whole world upside down. As they're doing Chazar Sashat, they come up to the words Mashav Ruach, and the wind started blowing like crazy, and there's Murah Geshem, and starts pouring torrential rain. And when they got towards Mechayim Eitzim, they're by the same Mechayim Eitzim, which had brought everything dead. The whole end of time would have come right then and there, and Hashem yells to in his heavenly court, who revealed the secret to that lower world that Rechia and his sons could do this? And Eliyahu got into trouble for it, and because he realized that he should have done it, so he came and distracted them from the davening and stopped it in the nick of time. Okay, so that was the story. So there are a lot of different pieces that Rav Freelander focused on. Amongst them was the hand, the washing of the hand. So the washing of the hands played a big role. That Rebbe said that he had to wake up Avram, wash his hands, wait till the daven, and then put it back to sleep. Just like to wash his hands and wait till the daven and put it back to sleep. So what's with the hands? So he says, because the hands represent action. You do everything with your hands. And the idea of tefillah really is to put our minds in the frame of mind where everything that we do in the physical world, as expressed by your hands, is devoted and dedicated to service of Hashem. And that's the kind of thing that can be Mashiach, and Eliyahu is the one who bridged the high world and the low world, because he went up to the high world with his body and his soul intact, and he brings it all together. And so this idea of the hands of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they represented this idea of living a life that was completely dedicated to service of Hashem. And I think that's enough for us to recap before we continue. I think we'll see. Okay? So on page Shin Nun, in the section titled, Kama Gedolim Masei Chiya, how great are the actions and the deeds of Chiya, of Rabbi Chiya and his son. So Rav Friedlander reminds us, Rabbi Shaul Asaliyo, Miyesh Ba'olam Hazeh, Anoshim Kedug Masa Avos. Rebbe asked Eliyahu, are there people in this world who are kidung with avos, who somehow are in the image of the avos? They somehow can equal them in this regard. Hamasugolim b'koach tefilasam, who have the capability through the power of their tefillah, lahavi levias Mashiach, to bring Mashiach. On Eliyahu, Eliyahu answered, Rebbe Chiya uvanav b'koach maseim, that Rebbe Chiya and his sons, with their deeds, the Segalim La'oris Agula, they are capable of inspiring the Gula. That was the recap. And now, Mahay Samalas Agulas Rabbi Chiya, what was so great about Rabbi Chiya? Asked for a Freelander. You know, there are many great people, and you have to realize, who was it that was asking Elio? It was Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the greatest of the great himself. And he's asking, and the answer was not him. In some way, Rabbi Chiya was even greater than Rebbe. So where do we see Rabbi Chiya's greatness? So he says the Gemara there kind of helps us out. The Gemara in the same place. Rabbi Chiya said something very, very beautiful. Oh, very beautiful. Rabbi Chiya said, Ana avidna, the lotashtakech Torah mi Yisrael. I will make sure our descendants to make sure that Torah is never forgotten by the Jewish people. My Avidna, what will I do? Or what do you do? Azlina, he said, what I'll do is Azlina, I'm going to go. Shadina Kitna, I'm going to plant flax. The Gadilna, and I'm going to raise the flax, and the Gadilna Nishvi, from the flax that will grow, I will make a net. Bitsaidina Tavi, and I will trap a deer. Or deer in plural. I will trap deer. And I'll shech the deer. I will give the flesh of the deer, the meat of the deer, to orphans. Richna Megilta, but I will use the hide of the deer to make a Megilta, to make a scroll. The Kasavana Cham Shachumsi, and in the scroll I will write, on the scroll, on the parchment made from the deer's hide, I will write the five Chumashim. Reish Shemos Vikamid Verma, write this for him, Dino. The Salikna Lamasa, and I'll go to town. Umakrina Chamshi Yanuki, the Chamshi Chumshi. And it sounds like these will be five separate scrolls. One for Gracious, one for Shemot, it sounds like to me. I'll call five children and assign each one of them, and learn with each one of them one of the Chumashim. And that way they become experts in that particular Chumash. Umasnina Shita Yanuki, Shita Sidra Mishnah. And for the Mishnah, the Chumash is divided into five books. The Mishnah is divided into six Shisha Sidra Mishnah, six orders of the Mishnah. So I'll take the Mishnah and teach it to six children. And they will teach it to others, and others to others, and so on. Each one will become an expert and teach it to others. And that way Torah will spread and be preserved. And that way I'll make sure that Torah is never forgotten by the Jewish people. Hayez Amar Rebbe, that is what Rebbe was referring to when he said, Kama gedola ma'aseh chiyah, how great are the deeds of chiyah. And he had this plan, we'll plant the flax, we'll make the nets from the flax, we'll trap deer, we'll take the meat of the deer, it has to be given to the poor, to the orphans, to the hide of the deer, to make chumashim, and also teach Mishnayos, we'll get kids involved, and make sure they grow up becoming experts in this particular area, and they will, so that's what Torah is, Pius will have those experts who can teach it to others and others, and preserve Torah forever. Okay, any questions about that story? Right. He gives out those teach the kids, or wants them to have text, go to the bookstore. Okay, we don't have bookstores, but go to the parchment store. Okay, let's see. Alachora, l'shema ha'Rav Chiya zakuk the Troach. Why did Rav Chiya, who was certainly his time was very valuable, why did he need to go to the bother or l'hagdish as mano, his dedicated time, as mano hayakar, his precious time, l'zra'a pishtan, to plant flax, l'tzu tzvim, and to go trapping deer, l'ave klaf, and to work the hide, to turn it into klaf, into parchment, to process it, v'chiyefshel l'malachos elu li'atis adyachir, couldn't somebody else do it? Why didn't he just buy ready-made parchment? Because of the chumashim and write the five chumashim on it. Zo nesiyas hakapayin shor b'chiyah. He spoke about hands and washing hands and lifting up hands in prayer. He spoke about as well. When you lift up your hands in prayer and davening, it's saying that's what my hands are for. My hands are for you, Hashem. So he says, this is the lifting of the palms of the hands of Rabbi Chiya. Kol tochen masav ha'yikidush Hashem. Everything that he did was defined by Kiddush Hashem. Tahorim, pure, v'nikiyim, and clean. Me'ez Hashem et shalol shema, from any hint of shalol shema, of some impure thoughts. When I say impure thought, means something other, a thought other than service of Hashem. And that's the way he wanted, that's the foundation he wanted to give for the future of Torah, the Jewish people. Al Tarsa goes that she should be pure and holy, the same Shemayim. And if you don't worry about the tirch, the hard work you'd have to put into it. Shafila hachana salim in haTorah. Even the preparations, the steps leading up to the study of Torah, mitchilas haasiyah, from the beginning of the process of making it, in the planting of the seeds, yemutva aleihem achosam should be, mutva means it should be impressed with the seal of l'shem shemayim, Hashem's sake. Harishtos, the nets, kidelotu tzivim, to trap deer, lasas the cloth, to make the parchment, not l'shem shemayim, even they should be made l'shem shemayim. And from the beginning, that means it should be made from cotton, from flax that was planted l'shem shemayim. Kim yikin osim en amuchan, if he binds ready-made parchment, shemur ben panish shalol l'shem shemayim, maybe there's some other ulterior motives embedded in the production of that parchment. Rak v'darga ruchnis ilazun, only with this very elevated level of ruchnis ilaz, a very elevated spirituality zu, yeshnav shoros l'hamat Torah b'Yisrael, that can preserve Torah with the Jewish people. V'amasim kivirim v'nekiyim elu amar Rebbe, and on this kind of activity, this Rebbe said, kama gadol ha-masech, how great are the deeds of Chiyah. So Rav Chiya, he exemplified this idea of the hands raised in prayer, the hands that were washed by Elio, the hands of, the hands of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, hands that were pure and hands that were involved in the physical world but for a higher purpose.
Why did he wash their hands? Why didn't they wash their own hands?
He was tending to. Elio
like
attended.
Mommy?
What?
Like mommy?
Like a shamus, like a servant.
Really?
A servant. Elio, we would all do that for Avraham and Yaakov. That's the best that I can do. There may be more to it than that, but Elio was tending to Avraham and Yaakov. He was serving them. So, yes.
It seems that for these pure hands, if he's involved in mundane quote work, seems to be
exactly. So it's not called getting your hand dirty.
Right, exactly.
On the contrary, you're taking the mundane and you turn it into the spiritual. You bring it up to the spiritual world. That's really what you do. Right? And you're demonstrating there is no such thing as a material physical world in and of itself. It's all meant to be to be used and to serve as a vehicle for spirituality. What you say? Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes. Okay, that's the ring of it. The Levian washed the Kohen's mm-hmm. hands. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Moving along. The peace of the Yeshua Gila Kibbutz Shemayim. All right, we'll explain that. Kesher Rebbe Sha'al. When Rebbe asked, "And yesh dugmas avos b'olam hazeh, if there's someone like the avos in this world, an Eliyahu Rebbe Chiya vana," Eliyahu answered as Rebbe Chiya and his son. Zo haya godel malosam. This was their ma'ila. This was their quality. So kama seim nasa l'kadosh shemayim, that all of their deeds were done to bring kiddush Hashem. But ma'ila, if it follows that afshi fasan l'biyat haMashiach. He's Zakav and Akil Hashem Shemayim. That the desire that Rav Chiya and his son had for Mashiach was also pure. Now, what does that mean? You know, what could be impure about wanting Mashiach? But the matter is, it could be desire for Mashiach, as wonderful as it is, could be tainted. I don't mean that it's a bad thing, but it's just not as good as it could be. Everybody wants Mashiach, but for all kinds of reasons. So, you know, Yimei Mashiach to come, you know, before you have to pay your taxes, right? Because it would be a good time for Mashiach to come, right? Or, you know, someone's high school or someone in college is a major exam coming up, and Mashiach will come right now before finals. You know, that would be a good time. So, you know, suddenly your kavanah of Mashiach becomes a little bit elevated. But okay, and a little more intense. And But Shri Mahesh follow us all stages in life. And people say, well, I'm a Mashiach, you know, life is difficult for us as Jews. You know, we're nervous. We get on planes and we look around, right? You know, we in shul, you know, the situational awareness, we got all this crazy stuff going. We didn't say Mashiach, so we wouldn't have to deal with that, right? We feel insecure enough in our world today. So why don't Mashiach, we're being a little bit selfish about it. It's not about some desire for a greater and better world to Kiddush Hashem necessarily. And even if you think about the Jewish people as a whole, which is people are suffering and danger, and every day if you read the news in Israel, you know it's very, very tense right now. It's tense in the north and tense in the south. And these are legitimate concerns, and these are concerns that we should have. And you want Mashiach to bring an end to all this. Is there all really any reason why you want Mashiach is on some level a good thing? Because you recognize that Mashiach is going to bring Tikkun Olam and solve all the issues that we have. But it's not the ultimate. Not the ultimate. And that's what he's saying over here, that Rav Chiya was so pure, and all of his actions had a purity to it. They were pristine, they were pure, they were clear, all about Kiddush Hashem, that his desire for Mashiach was about Kiddush Hashem as well. So, Hatzipia, third paragraph in this section. Hatzipia l'Mashiach hanedreshes mi'imanu. The tzipia, the anticipation of Mashiach, that is really required of us, it's a hope for Mashiach. And why? It should be ideally because we can't tolerate Eschil Hashem Sheish B'Briya, the constant desecration of Hashem's name that we see all around us. Liros is a Hester Panim, that we have a hard time constantly seeing the Hester Panim, Hashem's hiddenness. The Chol HaShifa Achasi, and all of our ambition and drive, it's the one thing, she's Kaddish Shemo Yizbarach V'Briya, that Kiddush Hashem, Hashem's name should be sanctified in the universe. Because Koev HaMatzav, Liros HaShchinta B'Golusa, when one is truly in pain over the state of reality that we have, which is to see the Shechina in Golos. That's what told us, that's the Shechina. The Shechina is not where it wants to be, where Hashem wants his essence to be in Yishlayim, but somebody just radiating Kedusha to the whole world, and instead he goes to the Golos with us, and he's hidden with us. He's hidden, right? When we feel that pain, that brings to a real desire, Liros Kiddush Hashem, see Kiddush Hashem, V'hiyat Tzipiyah Hamitis, and that is the real Tzipiyah, the real anticipation of Mashiach, Shema Karevus is B'yat Mashiach, that brings Mashiach. Dagi la zush, this high level, shakol tzipiso hirak, that the whole anticipation of awaiting Mashiach is only kidei l'kadesh in shemayim, the kiddush Hashem, sheyechas etel adam, that's associated with the person, shegam mas of him l'shem shemayim, that all of his everyday deeds are l'shem shemayim. Ki yesh negiyus l'tovas atzmo, we have some kind of Negius means a partiality, we're an ulterior motive, towards atzmo, personal benefit. Zel shalol shema, that's called shalol shema, not for the sake of Hashem. The gamma kavanasa b'siyas mitzvos, even if it is, even one does mitzvos, because they list goes to olam haba to get to olam haba, to reward olam haba. Gamzen nechlav shalol shema, that's also not the ultimate. It's also not for the sake of Hashem. The shema, the word lishma, which literally means for the name of. Hainu matara achas levat means only one singular purpose. L'man asiyah tzitzonis baruch, I do the mitzvah to do the will of Hashem. I'm doing it because that's what Hashem wants me to do. Adam shebemasa mis'arv shalolishma, a person who in his actions is an element of shalolishma. Shalolishma means a selfishness, if you will. Gavet tzipiyasu l'mashiach, when he waits Mashiach, mur shalolishma, there's a selfishness is there as well. And he's talking high-level stuff. High-level stuff. But you know what? We need to know about it, even if we're not even ready to say, you know, make that our goal right now. We need to be self-aware.
It sounds like there's two things. So I want to do Hashem's will, and I can refine it till my last days. And it's never-ending quest. I don't live like that. I would like to, but I think I understand that. What I don't quite understand, he's saying that the pain that Hashem's name
Right. Like you said,
I don't understand that at all, because that seems very selfish.
Because I'm dealing with my own pain.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's a great question. You know, I feel comfortable with that. But we need to know that it's impossible for us to escape the selfishness 100% of human beings. Because whatever reason you want it, if you want it, it's you. I have to want it.
But it's like you can be embarrassed for somebody else because maybe they were embarrassed. Or you can feel for somebody else. But when
you feel somebody else's pain, it means you are so bonded with that other person.
Right.
If you love that other person so much, and you're so connected, the only way you can feel the other person's pain is if you have become one with them.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. Is that what it's love of Hashem. It's love of Hashem that leads to that pain.
Because
love of Hashem that,
like sometimes wars happen because you've offended my God and I have to kill you. You know, he's not saying...
He didn't say anything about war, although maybe
close to
that as well.
Like a gross exaggeration of, you've offended my God and you have to be blah, 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 blah.
When it's Chil Hashem, that's something that has to bother us. Okay, Chil Hashem is the opposite of truth.
Right.
It's the opposite of where the world needs to go. It's the opposite of the vision that Hashem has for the world.
But it's a pain, not an anger.
He didn't say the word anger.
No,
it's not pain. Feeling the pain. You know, it's and this is, by the way, even though we didn't necessarily time it that way, but this is a very important introduction to the Rosh Hashanah season, which we're embarking on, because this is what, and I'll be talking, I'm sure, more about this, and particularly my master's here, this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. People don't know it. Rosh Hashanah is all about feeling the pain of Chil Hashem, and davening for Kiddush Hashem. Is that in what sense davening for Kiddush Hashem? Davening for a world that will recognize Hashem. We say Aleinu l'sakein olam, to perfect the world, the machus shakai with the kingship of Hashem. V'yitelacha ketzem lucha, to give you Hashem the crown of kingship. V'chein tempatach Hashem al kedek hamatzachem, to do Hashem until you fear and all your creatures. It's all about that they all become a single society. It's all about bringing the whole world to where it needs to get to, instead of all the distractions that exist around us and misguidedness that exists all around us, and Chil Hashem that exists all around us. So, it's all about Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. That's what it's all about. Malchus Shemayim, Hashem's kingship. It's all tied together. Rabbi Chi and his sons. So come and say, "Mahayu l'kiddush shein shemayim." That all of the deeds of the kiddush Hashem. God to piyas and Yeshua. So for them, they're awaiting the redemption. Ha'isul shein shemayim is also shein shemayim. But all Hashem is paniyah shalol shemayim. Without any shalol shemayim, not a hint of it. Tichah therefore, bekoach tefillah sam with their tefillah, by misigolim l'karev as bias Mashiach, they were. They were disposed towards being able to bring Mashiach closer. Gan Kodesh Mani before his time. Kikir Shehein Big Shabbat Filas Al Bias Mashiach. Because when they daven for Mashiach, Haytim Atarasim Ach Verat, their purposes had only one purpose, one goal, and that was Leman Yiskadal Yiskadash. Right? Yiskadav Yiskadash Merva. That's okay. Kaddish, by the way, is a tefillah for Mashiach. That's what Kaddish is. Kedav is Kedash, Kavod Hashem Ibriya, to make great and to sanctify the glory of Hashem in the universe. Okay. All right. B.S. Mashiach Kodesh Manu, no Geddes is Midas Adin. All right, let's see where this goes. Kasher Reb Chiya Amad B'Tfila, when Reb Chiya stood in prayer, Zachal La'ora B'Emes, B'Koch Tfila, so he merited, truthfully, with his Koch HaTfila, in Yenzeb shall be at Mashiach, this idea of the coming of Mashiach. Ah, shall be Shemayim, to the point where in Shemayim the question went out, Mi Gila Raza Levana, who revealed the secret to my children? The Vivas Elio, and they brought Elio as the one who stole the secret, Biku, and then he was whipped, Beshit, and posted the Nura. with 60, I don't know, something to fire, whatever. It's a, whatever it was, Eliyahu was punching. So Mevar HaMara, the Maral explains, Kidavar Zeh, Mashi Megala Eliyahu, this point, or this piece of information that Eliyahu revealed, Misnage Lemidas Hadin, it contradicts Hashem's attribute of judgment. Well, Kach Amar, Dasyu Machyu Shitin Posidinur. That's why he was punished and he was whipped. Av ki lo shayach mechiyu v'yonim, even though this is really not possible in the higher world, there's no such thing. But kol zeh nemar mitzad olam hazeh. This is something that Rav Friedlander is saying, and Rav Dessler speaks in these terms as well, and we've been exposed to this, that the Gemara is using a language, like the Torah itself does, language that works for us. When the Gemara tells us that Eliyahu was whipped, the Gemara is telling us that there was a dissatisfaction with this Hashemite. Right? That's at least that much. What it means literally does not mean that literally. But it does mean a dissatisfaction. That there was something about revealing the secret that contradicted, or somehow the midas hadin, the attribute of judgment of din, found it wanting. So to express that in this worldly talk, the mechiu sheet of both scenarios is whipped. Ki asnag de shubel yonim ze nikra the mechiu sheet and posted the nura. The opposition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opposition to this information being revealed is a whip, if you will. Okay, it's a whip. Midas adin lo hiskima libias Mashiach. The mida of din did not agree with the bringing of Mashiach. Because yes, is the bechinah. So get us the midas adin. When the midas adin is unhappy, the mashal lishit and posanur is compared to the 60 lashes. Kedugmas adam, like a person, shechata who sins, bugeir bedin, and acts in a way that's illegal, if you will, and that's contrary to what the din is. No, it's lo onish malchus. He gets whipped. There are certain things the Torah gives lashes for. So too, this expression of this 60 lashes of fire is there to help us, you know, language that our ears can process. Lamdena to teach us. That what Eliyahu did, Shigila Radzesh al Tfila, that he revealed the secret of the Tfila of Rabbi Chiya and his sons, albeit Mashiach to bring Mashiach. The negative midas hadin. It runs contrary to the midas hadin.
What Eliyahu did.
What Eliyahu did was when Rebbe asked him why do you wake them all up at the same time? Av Mitzvah right. Yaakov, right. He said that would bring Mashiach.
Right.
So then El Rebbe asked, is anybody in this world who can do that? Right. And Eliyahu revealed Rabbi Chiya and his sons to do it. So Rabbi Chiya and his sons almost did it, except that Eliyahu was, quote-unquote, lashed with the 60
right.
fiery lashes,
right.
And he realized it's not what Hashem wants, and he came to the Beis Medrash and disrupted the tefillah.
Well, weren't they doing, what I'm confused about, weren't they doing that anyway? They were already
davening,
and they were already approaching everything, Shem Shemayim.
Right, right.
And with the purity, they were already doing it. So what did he do?
Right.
What was the secret?
Oh, well, it's...
Because he already...
Okay, so it's a good question.
He brought them to the...
Right, so it seems that... It needed to be with the tzibur, it needed to be fasting, it needed to be with
Kaisrol,
riding on the coattail, so to speak.
Okay.
That seems to be the case.
Okay.
I think it's a great question, but it's indicated in the Gemara, the Rebbe didn't just say, Davin Mashiach,
okay.
Made a fast day, brought everybody together, made the Shlucha Tzibur, which I don't even know what that means, to have more than one Shliach Tzibur, because we only have one. But however it is, it needed the whole thing, right. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it seems okay. Like you were supposed to do everything so Mashiach will come, so...
Yeah, but we're not supposed to hack the system. That's hacking the system. But suppose during the Mishav, what that means is supposed
just
to
by our
actions, through our mitzvot,
pure,
through our avodas Hashem,
and our
through our appearance in Hasinam, and yeah, all of the living our lives the way we're supposed to.
Don't cut any
yeah,
quarters
but,
by
you know, it's like hacking into the system. Yeah.
So many different things. Everybody's trying to just like pass
the system. Right, and you can't push it, right? It has to go in a certain process. Let's see. Bereshit Vareinu, Sha'alma. Initially we asked. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you want Mashiach to come. You want everything to happen the way it's supposed to happen, but it's supposed to be on Hashem's time.
Well, it's supposed
you can't
to be,
nudge.
It's supposed to, you can nudge. Nudge all you want. But the nudging itself, I think, is meaningful.
Okay.
The nudging is meaningful because when we daven for Mashiach, it means we are hopefully internalizing in ourselves the need for Mashiach. And it will inspire us to also live our lives in the way that we're supposed to. And it makes and also makes us more ready for Mashiach.
Right.
But this was not that. Isn't it that? This was getting Rabbi Chiya and through his koach to be able to kind of shortcut system. Bereshit third paragraph of the page. Sha'alnu. At the beginning, when we first learned the Gemara, we had the following question. Imishemayim, this is going to merely address some things. Let's see. Imishemayim paskush adayin logi as manash Mashiach. We asked it a little bit differently. He said, if in Shemayim, Eliyahu said that the rule was not to be Mashiach yet, and that's I'm not waking them all up at the same time. He's asking the opposite. Why did Rebbe want Lahavi's Mashiach? What was Rebbe thinking? What was he thinking? Eliyahu just said, I can't wake them all up at the same time because I ain't have Mashiach to come. What are you thinking? Negan Midas Adin to bring Mashiach against the Midas Adin? The Midas Adin says no. And why was Midas Adin bothered by the tefila of Rabbi Chiya if Rabbi Chiya really was here to bring Mashiach? Rabbi Chiya is a tefila of Shil Shemayim. This is really a question. Rabbi Chiya was waiting for Mashiach Shil Shemayim. She's got to be Kaddish Shemayim's Baruch Abriya for the right reason. Biyur Hadvarim. The explanation is as follows. Midas Adin, Gamhi, Mekor B'Midas HaChesed. And this is going to get a little bit deep, and I don't know if we're going to get to finish this tonight. We'll see. Midas Adin, Gamhi, Mekor B'Midas HaChesed. We tend to think of two separate things. The Midas Adin, right? Attribute of judgment, and Midas HaRachamim, right? He says that the Midas Adin also has its source in the Midas of Chesed. Lo Kamosha Sovrim, not parenthetically, says, not like we usually, like we're accustomed to thinking, Shemidah Sadin, Himidah Shalod Duresh as Tovah Sainim. We tend to think Midah Sadin is not about our good. Chesed is for us. Chesed Rachamim is for us. Midah Sadin is something other than what's good for us.
Everybody else, right.
Well, or for Hashem, but not for us. That is not correct. The Midah Duresh as Tovah Sainim. It's the Midah that wants what's best for us. Raman Hagas Hadin Mechayevas, Shemasha Nachnu Zochim, the Midas Hadin Mechayevas requires that Shemasha Nachnu Zochim, what we merit, whatever we get, is Shani Ruim Lekabalus Hadvarim, that we should be fit to receive what we get, Kigmul Amaseinu Hatovim, like a reward for our good deeds, Lova Kamanas Chinam, and not like a freebie, not like a handout. Koach Maseinu v'Hasagaseinu should be something that comes as a result of the power of our actions and our thoughts. Hanhagas Midas Adin Mechayeves, you know, just maybe briefly, we should just remind ourselves of Ramchal 101, right? Ramchal 101 says that the reason why Hashem created the world and create a man is only to give us the ultimate good, and the ultimate good is Olam Haba. But he makes us go through Olam Hazeh and all the mitzvahs that we have to do, all the challenges, so that the good could be the ultimate good, a good that we earned, rather than a good that was just thrown at. Because that's the good that we appreciate. And Hagas Midas Adin, and therefore follows, Hanhagas midas hadin machiyevus. The conduct of the midas hadin requires shegam bias mashiach tiyav hidin, that we should earn mashiach as well. Tehen shegam lanu yechilak begilui mashiach. We should have a share in the revelation, in the glory of Mashiach, as in the schus of our action. But here, be it a Mashiach, the Mashiach shouldn't just be a free gift. The Mashiach, if Mashiach comes before his time, it means we haven't earned it yet. How is it no gate, Lemidas Adin? It flies in the face of the Midas Adin that wants Mashiach to be the best Mashiach possible. The Mashiach that we earn, the Mashiach that we have a share in, the Mashiach that we brought. The Gemara Nechlaku, there's a big machlokas, an argument of the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Levitz says, "In Yisrael osin tshuva, if a Klai Yisrael does tshuva in the Golan, they'll be redeemed. In Lav ain't the Golan. If you don't do tshuva, you won't be redeemed." That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, "No, if we don't do tshuva, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamad alei melech kasheka." Hashem will impose upon us a king who is as harsh as Haman himself. Yisrael owes him tshuva, and will be suffering so much, it will lead us to do tshuva. In the Golan, and will be redeemed, but after our tshuva. The Tzorach L'Havan, we have to understand. Ma'inaf gemina eichos tshuva. What difference is it how we do tshuva? Am I atma? Will they do it on our own? Or shemamad alei melech kasha b'kaman? Will we get a king al-kama of Yisrael owes him tshuva, and that leads us to tshuva? Al-abir hu, but the idea is as follows. In a Doma Tshuva, the Tshuva that we do from suffering, from Tzar and Yisurim, from suffering and pain, from Melech Shigzeros of Kasha Kahaman, Kasha's Kahaman from a king who issues harsh decrees like Kahaman, that Tshuva is not the same as a Tshuva Mitoch Ahava, Tshuva that we do out of love. It's not the same qualitatively, it's not the same Tshuva. So Mahal Zeshul Tshuva Mehava, because when Tshuva comes out of love of Hashem, Mitoch Taharas Halev, purity of heart, Mitoch Hakara Atzmis, and from self-awareness that we, on our own, examine ourselves and see that we need to change. Yeshul Nochilik Yosa Gadol, we have a greater share. Idea Masini through our actions, be it to Mashiach and the coming of Mashiach, as opposed to the Mahal Shal Tshuva. When it's a kind of tshuva by the Xeris Kashos that comes out of harsh decrees, right? So what they're arguing about over here is what kind of tshuva will it take to bring Mashiach? But one thing they agree on, truth of the matter is, both minis agree we're going to have to do tshuva. And the reason why we have to do tshuva is because it has to be our Mashiach. We have to bring Mashiach because Hashem wants that when Mashiach comes, we can say, well, and someone said we could say we did it.
I helped.
Yeah.
And I helped.
Right. We did it. We made it happen. He doesn't make it sound like we have to do it all ourselves, but we should have a share in the bringing of Mashiach. And the question is, how big of a share will we have? One opinion says, well, it's got to be the share where we did it on our own. We did the tshuva on our own. And the other opinion says, no, the lesser tshuva will also do it, but you have to have that tshuva. You have to have a role. You have to play a role. The bringing of Mashiach. But I think we have to stop here. And Beis Hashem, we have to finish this piece up next week.
Southern thing. Little Southern kids, and I help.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
Beis Hashem.